the United States and Britain on Sunday blamed Iran for a drone attack last week on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman that killed two people. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, "We are confident that Iran conducted this attack." The top U.S. diplomat said there was no justification for the attack on the Mercer Street oil tanker in the North Arabian Sea. Blinken said the attack threatens freedom of navigation through this, what he called a crucial waterway, international shipping and commerce, and the lives of those on the vessels involved. He said the United States is consulting with allies and governments in the Middle East, in his words, on an appropriate response, which will be forthcoming. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said, "We believe this attack was deliberate, targeted, and a clear violation of international law by Iran. No one has claimed responsibility." Earlier Sunday, a spokesman for the Iranian Foreign Ministry said allegations that Iran carried out the attack were baseless. The U.S., Britain, and Israel have yet to display physical evidence from the strike or other information indicating why they blame Iran. The United States military has confirmed that it carried out another airstrike against al-Shabaab militants. It was the third airstrike in less than 2 weeks. Sunday's strike was in support of Somali government forces. The Somali government earlier reported the strike was in an area where federal and U.S.-trained forces were fighting the militants. There was no word on whether militants were injured or killed. Both the United States and the Somali government said there were no civilian casualties. Al-Shabaab, however, said in a statement that the U.S. did not succeed in some